Today's date, of course, November 12th, 1961. A day in your life much like others, we imagine. Not very distinctive in any way, although we hope it's been pleasant. But every day throughout history is a little bit different from other days. When you reach back into the forgotten files of history, you discover that every day is distinctive. Every day has its own headlines, its own identity. Tonight, for instance, we'd like to tell you about another November 12th, today's date, but in another year, the year of 1938. November 12th, 1938. Where were you then? Can you remember? It was a day in which the headlines were filled with the Nazi terror that seemed so unreal and unbelievable. In Germany, there was a new series of decrees designed, in the words of the Nazis, to complete the liquidation of the Jews. In Munich, a Nazi mob broke down the windows in the home of Catholic Cardinal Feuerhaber, the mob that saw itself as the wave of the future sweeping over a terrified world.
Sie haben das Recht, das deutsche Haupt nun wieder mit Stolz erhoben tragen zu dürfen. Wir alle aber haben die Pflicht, es nie wieder unter einen fremden Willen zu beugen. Dies sei unser Gelöbnis, so wahr uns Gott helfe.
Germany, November 1938. In Rome, the newspaper that Mussolini used to voice his own opinions warned President Roosevelt not to plunge too hastily into European affairs. In Havana, delegates to the first Pan-American Congress of Mayors were meeting. And in Mexico, it was announced that the government would pay the United States compensation for lands that had been expropriated from Americans. November 12, 1938. Secretary of Labor Perkins announced that the average weekly wage of women working in shoe factories was $21.33. The sword worn by Commander Perry at the Battle of Lake Erie was presented to the Naval Academy at Annapolis. And Typhoid Mary, the first typhoid carrier known in America, died in a New York hospital. 23 years ago today, the Normandy sailed from New York to La Havre. And in Elkton, Maryland, dozens of couples lined up to take advantage of quick weddings while you wait, which were due to be outlawed in a few days. November 12, 1938. Perhaps you were listening to Toscanini and the NBC Symphony play Beethoven. Perhaps you were reading The Yearling by Marjorie Kennons Rawling, or Rachel Field's All This and Heaven Too. Or perhaps you've been lucky enough to have tickets in the afternoon for Sergei Rachmaninoff's piano recital in Carnegie Hall. Rachmaninoff, are you one of the lucky people who were privileged to hear Rachmaninoff play Rachmaninoff? Sergei Rachmaninoff, great pianist, great composer, 23 years ago today. Were you at the movies that night seeing Norma Scherer in Marie Antoinette, Eddie Albert and Priscilla Lane in Brother Rat, or Janet Gaynor and Douglas Fairbanks Jr. in Young in Heart? Or were you seeing a masterly theatrical performance by one of the great stars on Broadway that night, Raymond Massey in Abe Lincoln in Illinois, Robert Morley in Oscar Wilde, or Maurice Evans in Hamlet. There was music on Broadway that night, too. Vivian Siegel, Dennis King, and Vera Zorina were making I Married an Angel a delightful evening in the theater. And in Knickerbocker Holiday, Walter Houston had a haunting song to sing that would grow more famous every year. Remember?
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in place of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time or the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November, and these few golden days I'd share with you. These golden days I'd share with you.
Walter Houston and the unforgettable September Song, a song he was singing on this very night 23 years ago, November 12, 1938. Where were you that night? What were you doing? Whom were you with? Can you remember?